work. Like, right? Really, guys?
You know what the government is right now, bro, with this COVID? They're a sniper. They're lying in the bush, killing people off all quietly. Listen, man, listen, this is what they did, okay? I like to use this reference. And what they're doing right now, okay, is they're taking business owners, small business owners, restaurants, the regular people to do their dirty work. They want us to pull an illegal activity, break the law by asking for personal medical information. They want to use us to break the law so they can't be held responsible. Does that sound familiar? Because I'm pretty sure what just came to light in the news not long ago, residential schools, what did the government do? They decided this is what they wanted to do, and they got the Catholic Church to do their dirty work so the government couldn't be in trouble. Now they're doing the same thing with us, which, trust me, I mean, all the prayers in the world to the indigenous people. I'm not trying to compare the death of children to what we're going through. I'm really not. But... at the same rate, they're getting people to do their dirty work for them. And yeah, people need to wake up to this.
And that's what my next little adventure is going to be. We uncovered a study while we were down doing our healing ceremony. We uncovered a study from the Department of National Defense in the United States of America that showed out of 5.6 million people who have had the jab, the number one, that gets morbidities and death by these jabs are our First Nations people.
They're the first people that got it. And what do you think
exactly
that is? What
do you think that is? We're protecting the most vulnerable.
Yeah, we're protecting the most vulnerable. No, you're trying to commit genocide again against the true Canadian people.
Well, you look at it this way, Roy. Hospitals, First Nations, and one more is the elderly. Elderly, hospitals, First Nations. Those are the number one biggest budget in the Canadian government.
Yep.
So the hospitals are losing out. They're trying to crash the hospitals so they don't got to fund the hospitals.
Yep.
They're trying to take out the elderly because of the CPP and pension plans. And they're trying to take off their First Nations again. Because you cannot take unceded land, and they're trying to knock them off again. And that's why I tried to bring everybody together. And I just want to educate, and I'm going to go from here, make my way all across Canada again to all the First Nations reserves and try and come and speak to the people and have you hear me.
Yeah.
I've got signatories that are going to meet me. And